Listening to Morning Devotions during the next half hour. I'm happy to have you tuned in. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Doesn't matter whether the sun is shining or if it's raining outside. Doesn't matter if it's cloudy or dismal, gray or blue sky. This is the day that the Lord hath made. What are we to do? Rejoice. And be glad in it. You see there, you didn't know today was so special, did you? This is the Lord's day. And the man of God says in Psalm 95, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Shall we approach this day in that kind of attitude? Rejoicing in the Lord, finding our hope, our happiness, our strength in the Lord Jesus. Or as the Apostle Paul said it, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Can you say in parting with this day that is going to be slipping so fast that you have helped a single person of the many you have passed? Is a single life rejoicing over what you did or said? Does someone whose hopes were fading now with courage look ahead? Did you waste the day or lose it? Was it well or poorly spent? Did you leave a trend of kindness or a scar of discontent? As you close your eyes in slumber this evening, do you think that God would say, "You have made the world much better for the life you've lived today"? Oh, may God help us to live that kind of a life. To be faithful to Him in everything, in word, in deed, in thought, in our behavior, in how we treat people, all of that is so important. When we speak of the beauty of Jesus being seen in us, that's what it means. How do you treat your fellow man? What is your attitude? What is your tone of voice? Have you made the world much better for the life you've lived today? That would be a good question for us to ask at the close of this day. And allow God to take your life and use it today for His glory. One step at a time, one day at a time. Lord Jesus, fill us, draw us close to You. Make us strong in the power of Your might. One day at a time, dear Jesus.
That's all I'm asking from you. give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way,
one day at a time,
one day at a time, one day.
Therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Those familiar words spoken by Joshua. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. For me and my house, we're going to serve God. I love that kind of a determination. Against all odds, against all conflicts and confrontations, I'm going to serve God. You very well know that there are two ways that lead to eternity. Two ways. And you have a choice of which way you want to take. One way is the broad way. It leads to death. The other way is the narrow way. It leads to life. Let's contrast the two very quickly here. The broad way is very crowded. Many, many people go in that direction. There you have the indulgence of the flesh. You can do anything you want to do, live life any way you want to live. I mean, as long as you don't get thrown in jail. You can live life to the fullest with all of its pleasures and indulgences. There are no restraints, no rules, and it's very crowded. Is that the road you want? Or there is the narrow way. It's a lonely road. There's only room for two, you and Jesus. It is sparsely traveled. As I read my Bible, I come to understand that out of the hundreds of thousands who left Egypt, only two entered Canaan, Caleb and Joshua. When the flood came, that deluge that covered the world and the thousands that were living then perished, there were only eight who were saved in the ark. When the angels of the Lord came to investigate Sodom and Gomorrah and the other cities of the plain, there were only three rescued out of Sodom before the fire and brimstone fell from heaven. After the ministry of Jesus on earth, with the thousands who attended his meetings and saw his miracles and heard his word, there were only 120 in the upper room waiting for the promise of the Father. So, which road do you want? And in this narrow way, it is necessary to put under the appetites of the carnal self, to crucify the flesh. You can't do the things the flesh cries out and wants to do, those carnal appetites. And it's a lonely road. It is self-denial. There's much heaviness, many commandments, many restraints. Now, when making your choice of which road you want, it is very important to keep in mind that it is only a brief time that we journey either road. If you take the broad way, where you can do anything you want to do and live life to its fullest, no restraints, no rules, as long as you don't get caught and thrown in jail or cause some broken home, you can do anything. But it's temporary. James said, what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. We're here today and gone tomorrow. We're not here long. Or if you're walking the narrow road that does require self-denial, taking up your cross, following Jesus, it's just for a season, too. So you have the pleasures of sin, or for a season, and the road that is filled with self-denial and afflictions and trials and tribulations now is just for a season. And we read in the scripture, for our light affliction, which is, how long? Which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Which road do you want? Well, it seems quite evident that the vast majority of people would rather travel the broad highway that is so crowded, and there are no rules to go by, no restraints, no bridle to your lust and appetites. Just live life the way you want to. Hurt anybody you want to. Get success no matter what it costs, how many people you have to trample underfoot in the process. Eat, drink, be merry. That's the broad way. Well, I'm being a little facetious right now. You know the better way. The straight and the narrow. And even though I say things like it's a lonely road and self-denial and much heaviness and a lot of commandments and many restraints, you know the other side to the picture, don't you? That when you submit yourself to the rule of God and you say an eternal yes to Him in full surrender of your life, you know that you find a happiness, a joy, a peace that passes all understanding. And then it ceases to be that lonely road, and it ceases to be that life of heaviness, because your heart is filled with joy. You find that doing God's will makes you happier than anything the broad way has to offer. Come unto me, said Jesus, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. And suddenly we come to find that when we make our choice for God, that for me and my house we will serve the Lord, we find that after all, it is not such a hard road. It is not a lonely road, even though it may seem so. But it's not, because we have the presence of Christ with us. We have joy unspeakable and full of glory, and it is glory just to walk with Him. Anyway, anybody knows that when you live life without restraint, no rules, and you give yourself to indulgences, anybody knows who's lived long enough that kind of a lifestyle brings not happiness, not joy. It brings nightmares of the worst kind, frustration, dissatisfaction, disappointment, disillusionments. Why do people do it? It doesn't make sense. No wonder God says to the rich man who lived for this life only and was not rich toward God, thou fool. That's all you can call someone who wants to travel in the crowded Broadway and live for today only and forget about the eons of eternity. God would say, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. Then who shall those things be that you have acquired to yourself and laid up for yourself? Well, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Maybe when you contrast the two ways outwardly, it may seem that the Broadway, with all of its lights and glimmer, is the attractive way. But anybody who knows anything about life and the things of God and the deeper things comes to understand that the only road that leads to happiness and satisfaction is that life that is sowed out to God. Not just somebody who goes to church and reads a chapter or two in the Bible every now and then, but someone who is sowed out to Jesus Christ, who is bent on living a godly life, to be pure, to walk close to the Lord. And furthermore, we have the promise that the Lord will be right there working with us. We're not there alone. One of the beautiful messages given to us in the Scripture is John chapter 15, where the Lord tells us that if we abide in Him and He abides in us, we're going to bring forth much fruit. Without me, said Jesus, you can do nothing. So we're not walking that narrow road by ourselves. The Lord is there right with us. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Lord, fulfill your purposes in our lives. And we know that as we surrender our hearts to you and we begin to walk that narrow road, we're not alone. We have Jesus, the Lord and Savior, walking with us, and He will certainly stand by us when the storms are raging all around.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me.
In the midst of tribulation,
stand by me.
Stand by me. In the midst of tribulation,
stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the host of hell assail and my strength begins to fail,
Thou who never lost a battle,
stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, Thou who knowest all about me, stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble,
stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
When my life becomes a burden,
thou, lily of the valley. Stand by me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Thank God for His amazing grace. Thank you so much for listening to Morning Devotions today. And I hope you have a good day. This is John Thrasher. May the Lord just put His arms around you and lift you up, give you His strength, His peace, His joy, His holiness. God bless you.